You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here from the Right Side Studio. Local, state, national, man, we're covering all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And oh, by the way, having a good time doing it. So that's, you got to keep that good attitude going, man. All right, listen, I am moving to number two on the triple dipper. I mean, we got an hour to go, but I got two dips left to get into if we can get there. But number two on the triple dipper today, a walk in Biden's world. Okay, every once in a while you got to do this, right? You got to remind the world that it's not always what the media is talking about. There's more news. And that's one of the reasons why this show exists is literally to do some of the deeper dives, to do the resourcing, to get on here and have the conversations, to bring people in to help, you know, provide some color commentary when we can. And so when we do this, by the way, I am literally seeing probably, I would say, 2 to 3 hours a day in preparation for the three-hour broadcast because we want to be resource-intensive to the extent we can. I don't want to come on here and just say, it's me and I got opinions. I mean, I do have opinions, and I'm free to share them. But nonetheless, I want to make sure you guys know that we've put the time into trying to put together a show that provides gainful and real-time information. All right, having said that, a walk in Biden's world. Now, policy decisions affect us left and right more than, I mean, sometimes you would look at it and go, it doesn't really affect me. I don't see why what's happening in Ukraine really affects me. Maybe. Then again, maybe the grain exports from Ukraine drive up grain prices worldwide and we wind up getting stuck with the impacts. I don't really see what's going on with China and Taiwan, okay? But maybe your nephew or your niece or the kid next door, or for that matter, one of your family members, is looking at a potential deployment in the event that things go really bad. You might want to pay attention. I'm just saying, there's so many things happening right now in the world that aren't getting reported. Well, and by the way, there's also sort of a blindness in this administration, it seems, to the manner in which these things are happening, or why they're happening, or if they're even happening at all. And classic example, this is a look back moment here on this one, walking in Biden's world. Well, this story just came out July 24th, yesterday. Story I pulled off the Washington Examiner, because it just ticked me off. CIA director proud of Afghanistan analysis despite the disastrous Taliban takeover. This is the Biden administration. Now, you remember last year the debacle that was the Afghanistan pullout. I remember the story broke on the news while I was on air. And it became several more weeks of a thing, man. I mean, I'm talking about the show became like heavily dedicated to the massive debacle that was the Biden pullout of Afghanistan. Well, a part of that was based on the analysis that Biden's advisors were also giving him. Oh, this is going to go fine. What could go wrong? Mr. President, it's going to be great. And the Taliban, I mean, we've kind of got them in their place. No. So this week, CIA Director William Burns said he is, quote, very proud of the agency's analysis in Afghanistan in 2021, despite being blindsided by the swift collapse of the Afghan government and failing to predict how quickly the Taliban would take Kabul. Because they did. I mean, the Taliban just rolled right in. They're in charge now. And they're in charge with an incredible amount of, you know, U.S. materiel and logistics and weaponry. And it says the Taliban rapidly took over Afghanistan in mid-August amid a chaotic U.S. military withdrawal and a suicide bombing by ISIS-K that month that killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 170 Afghan civilians as the United States led evacuation operations at the airport, with the Taliban providing security. Like that was going to go well. Hundreds of Americans and tens of thousands of Afghan allies and interpreters were still in the country when the U.S. left before the end of August. We just abandoned them in place. Just just in a desperate attempt to say, I did a thing. Well, okay, you did a thing, Mr. President, and you did it horribly. And meanwhile, his CIA director is proud of the analysis they did. The CIA director prefaced this admission of being very proud by admitting the agency had not predicted the Taliban would take over the country as fast as they did, and that, quote, all of us have lessons to learn from experiences like that. Yeah, like how about the families of the dead? They learned a lot of lessons, too. They learned y'all don't know what you're doing. That's a whole lot of jackwagon right there is what that is. All right, but that's what we're looking at right now. Take a walk in Biden's world. That's the lens through which they are viewing things right now. Meanwhile, what's happening at home? PJ Media reports as of this weekend. PJ Media reports Biden administration is bracing for a tsunami of bad economic news next week. That's this week. In fact, what we're looking at right now is we've got consumer confidence numbers are going to hit tomorrow, Tuesday. There's a Federal Reserve meeting with a press conference by Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday. And then there's the first reading of the second quarter economic growth, which comes on Thursday. It's going to be, like they say in this article, a tsunami of potentially bad economic news. Politico is calling it the bad economic news Category 5 storm. Here's the deal. If GDP growth is dropping again like they think it's going to be, then according to the article here from PJ Media, there's no amount of spin by the administration or Democrats that's going to avoid the conclusion the nation has officially reached a recession. This is a walk in Biden's world. So what we're looking at right now is inflation at epic high numbers, 40-year highs. We got fuel costs through the roof. Oh, but they're declining. They're down. They're down from where they were last month right now. Where are they compared to last year, sir? Don't try to gaslight us. We know that they're dropping a little bit right now. We also know where they were when you took office. A walk in Biden's world, well, right now, a walk in Biden's world, his policies are driving this economy. The massive reckless spending is flooding money into the system, and yet disrupting the disruptions of the supply chain are not allowing goods to be available for the cash that's in hand, so it drives up the cost of goods. Too little goods, too much cash. We're looking at recession right now, a walk in Biden's world. All right, let's step back outside the borders. By the way, I realize that we just laughed and had a good time a few minutes ago, and now it's like all of a sudden Phil went dark on you. Well, I apologize. I'm just having to bring in a healthy dose of wow. But I'm not sure what that was. I just coined that, by the way, Boomer. It's a healthy dose of wow. So
healthy dose of wow.
Healthy dose of wow, which ain't always good, by the way. But in this case, 1945.com, a website that I go to periodically for mostly military policy type stories. Here's a story from 1945.com dated this weekend. You ready for this headline? Iran as a nuclear weapon state is terrifying. Israel may attack before that happens. Now, in my opinion, Israel would attack before that happens. They said they would. They're not going to allow a nuclear Iran if they can help it. They already, in the past, the Israelis attacked reactors in, where were they? One in Iraq, I believe, the Osirak. Was it Osirak? And then they had another one in Syria. Here's the article, as a matter of fact. Israel attacked Iraq's attempts at building a nuclear reactor in 1981 and Syria in 2007. The problem is, they point out in this article, that Iran is not Iraq or Syria, whereas Iraq only had the Osirak and Syria just had the Al-Kabar. It says Iran's nuclear program is scattered all over the country. And that, by the way, is by design, I'm sure, to avoid a single strike debilitation of their nuclear efforts. It says on top of this, Iran is both larger and farther away than either Syria or Iraq. Iran is almost four times the size of Iraq. It would take more than a dozen targets to be taken out in order to cripple Iran's nuclear program. However, at a speech to the International Student House on July 12th, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman demonstrated the Biden administration's, according to 1945.com, magical thinking towards Iran. State Department spokesman Ned Price insisted last week there was a deadline for negotiations. We're going to get there in Iran nuclear deal. And what we're looking at right now is they see unicorns, while the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps now openly mocks their attempts. And Team Biden is basing their Iran strategy, it says in this article, on fantasy rather than reality, which could quickly lead to a worst-case scenario. We are looking at some estimates. This is me talking now based on other sources that I've read, that Iran could literally be weeks, if not months, potentially. I should say it the other way around. Months, if not weeks, away from a nuclear breakout, being able to field their own nuclear devices. And that's not good. A walk in Biden's world. What else do we have here? JustTheNews.com. JustTheNews.com. As long as I'm depressing you, let's talk about energy. With strategic petroleum reserves at lowest levels since 1985, the U.S. now sells stockpiled oil to China. I have no explanation for this, but here we are. According to JustTheNews.com, dated yesterday, while U.S. strategic petroleum reserve stockpiles have fallen to their lowest level since 1985, every congressional Democrat voted last Wednesday to continue sending oil from the strategic reserves to China. I have no explanation for this. It says supplies have continuously dwindled since Biden took office. It says during Biden's first month in office, the U.S. had about 638 million barrels in reserve. And by March, 1 month into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, reserves had fallen to 565 million barrels. In other words, it was not the invasion of Ukraine that did this, because they were already discharging oil from strategic reserves well before that. And then by July, 480 million barrels were left. America's reserves have not been this low since 1985. So in response to all this, a congressional Republican offered a motion last week to immediately consider legislation that would prohibit the sale of oil drawn from the strategic reserves to entities under the control of the Chinese Communist Party or for export to China, and every House Democrat voted against the motion, every one of them. And that same day, 19 House Republicans sent a letter to Energy Secretary Granholm demanding to know why her department sold nearly a billion barrels of strategic oil to an American subsidiary of Sinopec, a Chinese company, the same company, by the way, in which Hunter Biden is invested heavily. Whew, Lord, that was a whole lot in that one article. Well, I tell you what, Boomer, take us to the break, man. I'm going to come right back. I got plenty more. I got a stack of stuff here. A walk in Biden's world. What's happening in Ukraine right now? What's happening in Damascus, Syria? Are Iranian soldiers in Syria? Yeah. And what did General Milley say about China? And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, by the way, let me just do this. Let me jump in here and say, folks, let me lighten the mood a little bit, all right? I'm going to go back to things that are happening in a walk in Biden's world. Before I do that, though, let me just point out, Just Love Coffee Cafe is a great way to change the mood. You've had a long day at work, and you're heading home. You're thinking, ugh, the stuff. I mean, like, you had the deadlines you had to make. You had all the things you got to do. You got meetings. You got Zooms. You got whatever. You know, the boss redlined your report, whatever. I'm just saying, maybe you need a break. Maybe tomorrow during the day, you just take that lunch break, and you go to Just Love Coffee Cafe, and you sit there, and you enjoy the atmosphere. You get you a cappuccino or something like that, or you, if that matter, eat lunch. They got amazing food. They got sandwiches. They got wraps. They got salads. They got breakfast you can have for dinner. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe is way more than just coffee. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, which is like an atmosphere. So check them out. Two locations in our listening area. One on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall. The other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville over towards Whole Foods. So, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm thinking that's the way to go. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, too, by the way. Okay, so listen, I am back in my segment right now I'm doing called A Walk in Biden's World. I got to remind you, thank you, Boomer, we have a new phone number. If you are looking to call into the show, by the way, not much time to call in this segment, but right after the bottom of the hour news, I'd love to hear from some of you folks during the drive home. The new phone number is pretty easy. Now, if I say it out loud, it's 833-687-4448. The way I like to say it is, it's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number, 833-68-RIGHT, which comes out as 833-687-4448. Pray tell, Phil, why do you have that number? Well, the right part is pretty obvious. The 68, I get to choose that because I had a 68 Mustang that was my baby for many years. So, yes, so 833-68-RIGHT, that's our new phone number. Call on in. I'd love to hear from you. A walk in Biden's world. Story off the Financial Post dated yesterday. Ukraine is working to resume grain exports, flags Russian strikes as a risk. Well, so here's the deal. You can't trust the Russians. So Russia entered into a deal. It was signed. It was hailed as a diplomatic breakthrough that was going to help, you know, curb soaring global food prices and all that by restoring Ukrainian grain shipments. Ukraine is really one of the breadbaskets of Europe, really one of the breadbaskets of the world. And they are a grain exporter. They are a net exporter of grain to the world, and they've been blocked because of the war. One of their main ports of export is the port at Odessa, and it's been blocked on the Black Sea by the Russian Navy. Well, a deal was signed. Looked like things were going to be, you know, ramping up. President Volodymyr Zelensky, though, had to denounce the fact that Russia then, right after they signed it, launched missile strikes on Odessa. Oh, okay. Now, they didn't hit the port, but they hit things in and around the port. Were they sending a signal? Was it someone rogue within the Russian ranks? Because we hear their communications lines are not that great. Or was it a message being sent by Moscow, the Kremlin itself? I don't know. All I know is this. It's a mess. And that war is about 160 days in right now. And Ukraine is giving it to them hard. But it's a war of attrition. And right now what we're seeing, that's Russia's style, by the way. That's their playbook, a war of attrition. And they're hanging in there. Speaking of Russia, Times of Israel has a piece, says Damascus airbase, Iranian warehouse, said hit an alleged Israeli strike. So Israel launched airstrikes in Syria near the capital of Damascus on a base where it is believed that not only were Syrian forces operating, but that Iran's Expeditionary Quds Force was also operating and even had their own arms stored there. Keep in mind, too, that Russia has been very active in propping up the Assad regime in Syria, and that's been a huge deal, a walk in Biden's world. These things are happening left and right as we speak. Lastly, before we hit the break, I'll point out this. General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just recently announced that there is great concern about a more aggressive and dangerous China. In his words, he says, they are notably more aggressive. General Keane gave commentary yesterday, this is off the AP News, that he believes there is reason to be very concerned about a near-term option by China against Taiwan. And folks, that's a game changer in the Pacific if it happens. All right, listen, that's a walk in Biden's world. Hope I didn't depress you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Coming up next segment, I'm just going to make you mad. It's called What's the Agenda? I got some angry woke news we'll go through. And if you want to call in, 833-68-RIGHT. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back.